What's the deal with socks? I mean, are they hiding behind the dryer door waiting for their escape? I mean, why is one always missing?
What's the deal with your act, Seinfeld? I mean, did I really pay for this garbage? Terrorism is funnier.
Anyway, as I was saying, the black box, right? The black box. If the black box can't be destroyed in a plane crash, why not make the entire plane out of the material used to make the black box, right?
We get it. You're observational. Hey, I've got an observation for you. You suck, Seinfeld. Work that into your act, you whiny jackass.
This is the story of Jonathan Heckler. From an early age, Johnny's mother, Cheryl Heckler, knew her son was a tad bit different from all the other kids she knew.
Mom, you got a lot of nerve calling this oatmeal. No wonder Dad left us. How about we add some cinnamon saddlebags? Maybe kill the taste?
Cheryl never believed that she would like it, but she thought she might tolerate little Johnny's behavior as long as he kept it in-house. The problem was, he was worse to strangers.
Hey, what's a kid gotta do to get some Cheerios in this grocery store? Hey, stock boy, you gonna stand there growing acne spores all day? Or you gonna fetch us some goddamn cereal?
By the time Johnny was 5, Ms. Heckler was at her wit's end with her boy. Johnny, being a staunch Catholic, she decided her only chance was to put her faith in God. So she enrolled Johnny at a private Catholic school.
Hey, sister, you want me to learn these letters of yours? How's about you move that fat ass away from the blackboard so I can see what a vowel looks like?
From there, it only got worse.
Is that your idea of punishment? I've been hit harder by the IRS. You want to try again, Sister Sarah? Or should we forget it ever happened?
The nuns were relieved the day Johnny moved on from grammar school and into the care of the priest, where he served 2 years as an altar boy.
You call that molestation, Father Mulroney? Put down the sauce for a second, Padre, and get your hands dirty.
The priest had no other choice but to speak with Ms. Heckler about her unruly son.
I don't know what to do with him, Father Mulroney. I feel so bad. His father left us before he was born. He's never had a true father figure. And since my illness, well, I haven't been able to care for him either.
You call that a sob story? You're embarrassing yourself, Mother. Why don't you just go home?
And she did go home with her son Johnny, who never did cease his heckling.
Is this your idea of mail delivery? If it's come rain, shine, or snow, why don't you deliver on Columbus Day, you lazy bastard?
The older Johnny got, the more sour he became. Johnny spared nothing. Johnny spared no one.
Get off the screen, Sally! I want some chicken nuggets! Really bad right now, but I don't see anyone shipping me 31 cents a day! If you want some food so badly, here's an idea! Grow something, you skinny bastards!
Nothing seemed to please Johnny at all.
Hey, Cindy Crawford, how's about you mix in a salad, fat ass? You think that mole's so sexy? Wait a few years when you'll be able to string a guitar with the hair that sprouts from that giant melanoma. And then tell me how super a model you are, you bitch.
Johnny even mocked the clearly unaffected.
Hey, cat, nice fur, you piece of
Some called it karma when Johnny started getting sick late in life. His mother hoped sobering news might wake him from a life spent heckling, but she was wrong.
Mr. Heckler, I'm afraid we have some bad news. You have meningitis, sir, and I'm sorry to tell you that without proper care, this could be fatal.
Nice diagnosis, Doc! Honestly, would you have ever gotten laid without your degree? Air bedside manner.
Johnny's condition only worsened from there.
Hey, Joe Cocker, you call that a grovelly voice? Well, I've got your grovelly voice right here, you fidgety fraud.
Never, not once in his entire life, did Johnny Heckler ever tire of heckling. Not even at the ball game, where recreational hecklers invaded his sacred territory.
You suck, Bonds! Hey, Boko called and said your new shipment's in, you steroid freak guy.
Hey, nice heckle, Don Rickles. Maybe you should ride it out first if you can't think of anything better than that. Paris Hilton should sound so ignorant. Sit down and watch the ball game, dumbass, and let a heckler heckle. Hey, Bonds, your urinalysis came back, and I guess you actually peed a syringe. Hey, Bonds, I don't want to say you're unnatural, but I saw you taking fly balls earlier on all fours. Hey, Bonds, you're so juiced. I'm not worried about Babe Ruth records. I'm worried about secretariats. You suck, Bonds. You hear me? You suck. Remember the name, Bonds. I'm Johnny Heckler.